The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
It's Monday!
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. Give us a call. Say hello. We talk to everybody. Today's the 10th of February, 2020. 7:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
What does that mean, we talk to everybody?
Anybody that calls. Okay. Anybody that calls, I mean, we talk to.
Like, call in this morning.
Yeah, say hello.
And talk to us about, you know, your Oscar experience.
If you had one, you know. Yes. As you know, we'd have weather before we start with all that.
Absolutely. Okay, sunny today. Oh, with our temperatures around 71 and overnight lows with clear skies of around 42. Tomorrow calls for 72 with our lows of around 42. Mostly sunny Wednesday with a high of 70. And overnight lows of 41 as we progress through Thursday. Thursday night calls for a chance of showers and Friday around 60. Now, I'm just wondering, because it's been so beautiful. It was only 70, but it felt warmer yesterday. I was out, or not yesterday, but
Saturday,
out with my, cleaning the house, out with my shorts, sipping a glass of wine in the sun. And it felt really good just to soak up the rays. And I thought, gosh, do we need to put our sprinklers back on just for a week? Because nothing has been really, watered. So I know we haven't had, we've got 42. If we had 32 nights, then that's freezing. And I would worry about the frost. But it's been beautiful. So I don't know. Just a thought. If you're a plant expert, let me know. Put on the sprinklers. Just do like the round for a day, for like whatever it is when you do the rounds, the stations.
Had a shooting class this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday.
It was, it was really a good class.
Said it was really full.
It was a full class.
Recall.
We're teaching a whole lot of people. They're re-certifying for their, concealed carry. And now that since they have to shoot all the firearms, again, instead of just re-upping for it, they're coming through and they're shooting anywhere from one to four or five guns. And then we also have added guns that they come in and they want to add a pistol to their concealed carry. They come up and they qualify with us. It was a great class. I had husband and wives there, and we were shooting all types of different firearms. I had a scientist there that we're going to have on later on this month to have him on the show, because this man's got an international business right here, and we're talking about
clean air. Yeah, that would be interesting.
I think he really is. And when I asked him, I said, what do you do for a living? And he says, I'm a scientist. And I said, doesn't surprise me. And he goes, why? I said, you're precise. I mean, he really did. He had the techniques down, and he shot the same spot every time.
Methodical.
Methodical is it makes it sound too slow, because he had the same techniques, he had practiced, and you could tell. I mean, he had it. I mean, he had the ability, and he had practiced, and he just tore the target up. But he was very precise in everything he did. He didn't hurry, because there's no time limit on this stuff. So anyway,
that's great.
It was a great class, and big shout out to everybody that's taking the time to be able to learn to defend themselves.
Okay, that's great. We've got, a lot more of that happening this year. But I'd like to go back to Friday. Friday morning, I wasn't here. I had an appointment in the morning with somebody who was a very special client, needed to sit down with a very important event coming up. And she's very engrossed in the medical profession. So sometimes when those calls come in, you make yourself available. So then Mosaic, I wanted to do a shout out, because the Mosaic restaurant that's happening over at the Sheraton is just doing a bang up job. And we ran into Mike Warren, and the thing is that our little beautiful Sheraton Hotel is setting records within the Sheraton Boutique Hotels as far as its occupancy. And so it was a birthday party with a lot of people you've seen here on the scene that are very, very philanthropic in the Reading area. And I was blessed to be invited amongst these gals for a birthday. So I was there that day. And then fast forward 3 hours later, I came back not realizing, you know, that these things were scheduled independently. And that night joined three girlfriends and took them to Chocolate After Dark, which was ended up being sold out
at Turtle Bay.
And it was just wonderful. In fact, our Red Cycle, what's it called next door place?
The Red Bicycle.
The Red Bicycle just made some incredible pulled pork that was chili-based that went with chocolate. So everything had to go with chocolate.
Right, but they serve organic. We're going to have her on, too, organic food. And they're in, of course, they're in Orchard Nutrition because everything they have is 100% organic. But they make things that people can have delivered to their home.
Right, it's great. So we need to know more about her. But anyway, so there's little stations. And then we had a chance, because of going to this event, to see the two new exhibits. One is Treasure. And one was, I think his first name was Bob Schuller, who is an artist, and the paintings, and that was fascinating. We ended up spending a long time with this guy. He was a World War II pilot. He was also a musician. He's written books. He was, you know, had a deep mind, and he painted, all of his paintings were from clouds in the sky.
And he was a World War II pilot.
You read about him.
Oh, yeah, World War II pilot that flew many missions. And this was a way for him to relieve post-traumatic stress.
He was a navigator.
He was a navigator on the pilot, you know, to get him there over the over the target and then try to get home. But and this is his way of expressing being able to have an outlet for post-traumatic stress.
Beautiful paintings. You weren't there, but I can only say but the writings, because they would have excerpts from different periods of time, from the 60s to the 70s, of things that he had written. And, wow, I mean, he wanted to be a writer. Ultimately, he wanted to be a writer first. And takes your breath away, because it really, you can see inside his writings, we see inside his mind of his struggles of that time.
Well, you would recommend either one of the, or going back down to Turtle Bay.
And seeing these
new exhibits. And, you know, in Turtle Bay, it cost, I think, what, $90 or
a year for a year. Two adults and
four kids. And if you only have two kids, you can bring two more kids.
And you can
with you.
revisit. Right. That means the park, that means all of these new things that come out. So, you know, it is just completely worth, you know, it was, I felt that evening and that day I had a mind stretch. And boy, I'll tell you what, when you feel like you get a mind stretch, I don't know about you guys, I guess it's when you see a movie or you see an art or you see a sculpture, you witness a play, or you see something, the birth of a baby or something, it's just like, wow, it made a difference in my day and how I left feeling really uplifted about just learning something.
Okay. Hey, look, let's take a quick break. And we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Academy Awards, but I want to talk about New Hampshire. What else do I have here? New Hampshire, firing of the Vindman twins. In Virginia, what's happening in Virginia right now? There is a mass movement right now in Virginia, and I'll talk about that when we get back. But this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Sleep Number.
And we really do have one, and we really do use it. And I will say, well, we really do sleep on it every single night. We look forward to it, and we have Sleep Number settings, and we can change them according to physical activity. I'm back at the gym with Adamson's Peak Performance, so, you know, I'm starting to feel the core, and I'm starting to feel like, ooh, I might need a little bit more of this and that. So I can go from hard to soft. And last night, my Sleep Number setting was down to 35.
Yeah, you know, sleep's vital for healthy living, for staying healthy, for a big thing, increases the ability to focus, sharpens your cognitive functions, and improves physical health, of course. My Sleep Number setting last night was 70. I felt like I needed a firmer bed, and I went up 15 spots in the bed. It has only a Sleep Number. Can you lay down on the bed and see where the pressure points are in the bed? And only at Sleep Number can you adjust the firmness of your bed differently every night. And the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. Discover proven quality sleep, and it has been proven, save 50% on the 360 limited edition smart bed now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. And, of course, Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center and tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back after these messages.
From a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Backhoe and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backhoe and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Oh, yes, it was the 92nd Oscars last night, and we are going to talk about a few of the headlines. Welcome back to KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. What have you got there, Carl?
Well, you know, we had our cheat sheet. It said, will win, could win, should win. Well, the biggest one of the night, Parasite, who won not only Best Director, Best International Film, won Best Picture.
And Director.
Just blew everybody, I said mm-hmm. that. It just blew everybody away on this because it wasn't picked. It was either going to be
1917
or The Irishman with an outside chance for
The Joker.
Once Upon a Time in L.A.
Oh, okay.
But it did. It won. It was incredible. Of course, they're feeling incredible. And as the guy said when he won the Golden Globe Award, that he says, I hope that Americans will be able to get past the one-inch captions.
Right,
It will open up a new world to you. Well, we saw that movie.
Yeah, we did.
Parasite. And it's a troubling movie. It's kind of a comedy in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I thoroughly enjoyed.
It was dark.
Yeah, but it was
dark comedy.
If you don't know what it is, it's a rewriting of the Manson murders of Sharon Tate and the LaBancas.
Right.
And it would complete rewrite at the end. And then after the last scene, Once Upon a Time.
Right. In Hollywood.
In Hollywood. What it was they ended up in the wrong house with,
Well, don't give it away.
Well, it's been out there for a year.
Okay.
But they end up in the wrong house with Brad Pitt and a pit bull. Okay. And Leonardo DiCaprio. And Brad Pitt won the Best Supporting Actor. And and Laura Dern won, that was expected. Laura Dern won Best Supporting Actress. Everybody expected
that. From
Marriage
Story.
Best Actress to Renee Zellweger. No surprises
from
there.
Judy.
From Judy. And then Joaquin Phoenix for Joker for Best Actor. Now, we go to a party and we all put down our best. We all throw in $10 in the pot and then you put down your picks. Linda, you had like.
I was four away. I was minus four.
Minus four. Well, there was another woman there.
Minus two.
They studied.
Yeah. They study.
They studied it.
It's a big deal.
And she only missed two.
Yeah, that's
huge.
And
the one she missed was maybe three because she missed the best picture too.
Parasite was, kind of interesting. The first time in history that, a foreign film in subtitles won. Now, I happen to watch a lot of things with subtitles. I've been a fan of foreign films for a long time. I used to watch the short film festivals, and I would go to, like, Palm Springs Foreign Film Festival. I haven't done that as much since becoming a business owner in the state of California. I don't travel as much as I used to. But anyway, I do at home watch, Turkish and Spanish, and I do... it's like
Hungarian.
Going 3D. Once you switch your eyes into that, looking at the subtitles, you can do it.
And Hungarian movies.
When we started to do subtitles and at home all the time, and I'm going to do this quickly because I know we've got a lot to cover.
Yeah.
But my brother, who has somewhat of a hearing problem and has wear hearing aids, I went to go visit him to help with his wife, and she was in back surgery, and this is a couple years back, and they were watching Game of Thrones. Now, and they had subtitles up at their big, huge TV, in their room, and I realized, oh my gosh, I didn't know that happened. I mean, Carl and I were big fans of Game of Thrones. I can't even begin to tell you how much I missed with the British and the noise and some of the talks and the different brokes and all that. I missed some things that were vitally important. And with the subtitles, I realized, especially if you watch a real, like a film that's got real cut, like Cockney accents, that kind of thing, that I can see it, I can see the film better, know what the script says.
Okay, last thoughts on this. You all know a lot of times I feel like the Academy Awards are
the cow.
It's like the self-licking ice cream cones where they award each other things.
What the hell was the cow comment?
But Steve Martin and Chris Rock, as they came up, they said, there is no, there are no hosts, but they came out to open the show, and they said, it's a total demotion. And then the guy Bezos from Amazon was there, and
roasted him.
When it was finished, sweat was rolling off Bezos's head because of things they were saying. He said, well, we can't say too much. I won't get my package tomorrow.
So funny.
And he said, the only guy that has ever gotten divorced, and he still has billions of dollars.
He's richer now than he was
after the divorce. Anyway, but Joaquin Phoenix, I always wait to hear what he's going to say because nobody knows what's going to come out of his mouth. Somehow yesterday, cows and pigs and everything was out of there. Anyway, moving on.
All right, so the Irishman was shut out. You know, the Irishman was shut out. Okay.
Well, I'm just going as that. Sorry.
Well, no.
Sit down and close my mouth.
No, the three times Irishman, of course, you know, we really, it was so brilliant, but three times maybe because it was Netflix, I'm not really sure, but let's talk about the coronavirus.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about little headlines, and you tell me what you want me to pull up. Beijing begins mass arrest of suspected virus patients.
Okay, they've had, now they're thinking that there's over at least 40,000 infected. They've had thousands of deaths, not hundreds. The Chinese people, the problem is that China controls the social media, but can't control all of it. So the people are enraged at the fact the guy that found the coronavirus and broke the news supposedly got the virus and died in 3 days. I mean, he's dead. And that too has enraged many of the people. You know, the leader of China is trying to, you know, kind of loosen up on all these restrictions, but you get the hardliners in there and they don't want things to be loosened up because they've got the power, they've got the money. So this coronavirus is tearing China up from within. That one cruise ship, it's a floating quarantine hospital, but it's spreading. The coronavirus is spreading on this ship.
Well, let's talk about the lockdown depression setting in, like you were talking about the cruise from hell. But imagine being trapped in your bathroom, and it makes me go back and what it
in would, your stateroom.
In your bathroom, in your stateroom, imagine what it must have been like to be a POW, or when you've been locked up someplace in a small hole. Or anything like that. These people.
You mean like the Jacksonville, North Carolina jail?
Yeah, they're going through this.
Yeah.
They're going through. And so, you know, books will be written, especially, you know, documentaries will be done. Because, you know, where do you go to find this once you reach the wall of crazy? Do you pass through the wall of crazy into another dimension, or do you stay at the wall of crazy and become crazy?
Well, you do. You walk through the wall of crazy, and then you go to the Iowa caucuses, which was also. Oh. They said, "Don't worry, we're not going to have any mistakes here like we did a couple years ago. We're using technology. We're using the same technology as they used in the Iowa caucuses, which." A big groan came out of the audience, but a lot of us started laughing.
Okay. Well, the fear is where did the millions go that left Wuhan? That's where the arrests are. Millions fled.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd they go?
Well,
they may have the coronavirus.
Well, and they're finding that they were taking trains and any other types of conveyances, and many of them are like 30, 40 miles outside in tent cities that they're just setting up there. And, of course, there is no – with that, there's no hygiene, or it's limited hygiene, and so this thing is spreading. Now, the New Hampshire primaries tomorrow, Bernie and Pete – are leading, by the way, in the Iowa caucuses. They finally got the final count out. Pete won. He's got 14 delegates, and Bernie had 12, but Bernie's asking for a recount. Biden, as he said, took a gut punch in Iowa. It's true. And he's not doing well in New Hampshire, but he says he's in it for the long haul, and South Carolina will be where he comes back. Well, I'm not sure people think that Biden can win. And if the centrists don't believe Biden can win, they're going to start shifting. Now, Mayor Pete acts like he's a centrist, but you listen to what he says. Third trimester abortions, Medicare for all, and all these other things he's saying. He's not a centrist. But the other thing is he's 36 years old, and Biden just ripped him on his record as being a mayor in wherever he was at. Where was he at? Where is he a mayor at?
Right.
So that's coming up tomorrow. That's going to be really interesting if you follow those things. Virginia, You know, Virginia has had that massive rally with thousands of people to declare that they're a Second Amendment sanctuary, counties, cities, well over 130 places there. Almost all the counties are. Well, the Virginia legislature took that into account and just are passing a law that bans all M16s, all AK-47s, or anything that looks like them, just bans them. You cannot have them. But they did grandfather in those who already have one. The law takes place in July. Now, what they will do is confiscate any magazine that you have. You have to destroy it or turn it in to the police that has over 10 rounds and also any suppressors. Now, what this has led to is a 100% rise in gun sales in California. In Virginia. People are buying guns as fast as they can because they're just getting ready for the next election to take the, you know, to put in a more constitutionally favored group of legislators as opposed to people that will just want to take away your rights. But it's the same thing that happened in California. Same thing that happened when President Obama was elected. The gun sales, he was the best gun salesman in America ever for 8 years. So even though there was nothing really passed to take away rights. And I'll give that to people. Say, well, what did he do? Well, you know, it wasn't like he wasn't trying, but he just never got anywhere. Anyway, that's with Virginia. Let's take a break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has a machine, the Da Vinci Surgery Complex. It's a robot that the doctors operate. The surgical system enables the surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and a 3D high-definition view. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Only there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Remember, Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:31 in the morning, and we should have Sean Steele, who will be joining us to talk about the upcoming Lincoln Dinner.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Supervisor Leonard Modi. As the former police chief, I understand the importance of public safety. More jail beds are needed, and recently we added over 100 beds by renovating our existing jail. This was a 50% increase over the proposed adult rehabilitation center at only 25% of the operating cost. Public safety remains as my number one priority.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, 2020.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. Adamson's PeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Our casino relocation project will be a much-needed boost to the local economy. In addition to creating thousands of high-paying construction jobs, with more than $90 million in wages, the project will provide nearly 1,000 jobs. These jobs pay a livable wage and have excellent fringe benefits. These wages will be spent and taxed in our community. I think we all can agree that our community needs more jobs. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here live. Monday edition of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. And this beautiful day, it's 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air.
7:36 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane here on the 10th of February, 2020. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I can't think of any other place I would tell you to go to. She's been helping, Judy and her team have been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. If you're having any types of concerns about your health care, insurance, your fire insurance, your home insurance, car insurance, or any types of things that you want to talk about, any issues with your financial investments, give Judy a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Hey, on the phone with us, we have Sean Steele. Sean is a member of the Republican National Committee, California National Committee, and has been a past chairman of the California Republican Party. And he's been a Republican. You realized you were a Republican back when you were just a kid, Sean.
I was a child in search of a dream, and I'm still searching.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. You're going to be in Redding coming up here in just a few days. Can you tell us what's this mission coming up as far as, like, hey, get out and vote?
Well, it's not just getting out to vote. It's saving the middle class. No, Ronald Reagan, of course, when he was governor and president, we had a golden state with a thriving middle class, a thriving Republican Party, and things have slipped away as we go into a socialist abyss. Now we have found 4 million Californians have permanently left California in the last 20 years, two-thirds of them Republican. And that means a net loss. I don't mean that 4 million left and 3 million came. No, 4 million more left than came. And so we have ourselves a depopulation and a hollowing out of the middle class because clearly people getting the best welfare benefits in America, they're not going to go to Missouri. They're not going to go to Oklahoma. They're not going to go to other states. They got a better deal here. And then, of course, the elite doesn't care. They can live anywhere, and they're going to survive and do more than survive. They're going to live the way they want to. So it's a battle, and turns out that we have islands of freedom, and Reading is one of them. When we have islands of freedom, that's where we need to start our resurgence campaign.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that.
It's
because
true.
We've had people come up here that are linked into many of the political organizations down in Sacramento, and they were up here, and we had an event, and he came over to me, and he said, "Do you realize that you live in a bubble of common sense up here?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, we're very fortunate for that." But unfortunately, you know, it's kind of like a ship. When you have watertight compartments to keep the ship floating, if you don't have enough of those compartments, it does no good if you're watertight because the whole ship goes down. We need to spread the idea of common sense and keeping the ship afloat.
Well, our big struggle is we lost 7 congressional seats. 7. That's more than most states have. Most states don't even have 7 congressional seats. We still have another 7 Republican. California is still so huge, but it's losing a congressional seat because of depopulation. And first time, by the way, since 1850, since it became a state. So that's the proof on the table. In the meanwhile, those 7 seats were lost by a few points, by a few thousand votes. And it wasn't a blue wave, not at all. It was a green wave. Nancy Pelosi, Mike Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, other billionaires put together a $200 million campaign to knock out 7 Republicans. Now, $200 million, you could buy all of the governments in Central Europe for that in political campaigns. So it's an astonishing amount of money that American politics has never seen before, but it looks like Bloomberg's going to try to double down and do much bigger than that on his campaign.
Well, you know, that is interesting. Even the Democrats are up in arms about this, that he's bought his way into the debates. He's bought his way into this. And, do you think that the Democratic convention could end up being brokered and then Bloomberg's got a shot at it?
He does have a shot. I'm so impressed with the strength of his money. Look, he didn't borrow that money. He didn't inherit the money. He created it. So the guy's kind of a financial genius. So he's not spending his money foolishly. Now, on the other hand, he's 78 years old. He's doesn't have much of a message. He's bought every political consultant you can buy at absurd prices. So it might not work. You know, we had a gal named Meg Whitman. She ran for governor of California, remember, in 2010.
Yeah, we were at one of her rallies right here in Redding.
And she spent $160 million. And I remember very clearly in June, after the June primary, she had spent $60 million against Jerry Brown, you know, to win the Republican primary, and she has a 40%. She spent another $100 million by November, another $100 million on top of the 60, and she came back with 40%. She didn't gain a single percentage point. So big money doesn't always do it. That's the message.
Well, it doesn't. Now, when we look at so many people that have gone from Republican and the Democrats into they don't want a state, they're independents. Is this going to be a factor in the upcoming elections? We start having people are tired of the two-party system?
Well, you know, we don't have a two-party system. I desperately wish we had one in California. It's a one-party system, and it's consolidating rapidly. They have changed the election law 100 times in the last 20 years, the Democrats have. And they fiddle here, they fiddle there, and every time they fiddle, they might pick up a half a percentage point, a couple of thousand extra votes. But you do it 100 times, it's like a death by 1,000 cuts. That's what the Democrats, they will never be satisfied with getting enough power until they run you out of your home. That's their ultimate goal.
Well, do you think it's going to be, you know, in the jungle primary, where they said, oh, no, it'll cause people to become more to the middle, which, of course, was a lie from the beginning. They've now controlled it any time, you know, as everybody knows, it's the two highest vote getters. Get into into the election itself, the general election, and it seems like we have many, many times that they're all Democrats that are running.
We fought it bitterly. This was where one of the greatest turncoats in California political history, the good Arnold Schwarzenegger versus the evil Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that was his legacy. Besides, the worst taxes in the world on the phantom of global climate change and the heating earth. He thought the way to solve that is by taxing big business and by energy producers, which go to the Democrat slush fund, which just creates more money for government union workers. That had nothing to do with climate change at all. So that Schwarzenegger was the great betrayer of all time. We were all involved in the recall against Gray Davis. It was very exciting times. He's the one that was going to clean up government, blow up the boxes. But he never had any understanding of freedom, and he didn't care. And so he gave us that primary system that took out legitimate parties fighting each other, coming up with the best candidate for the top two system, which, because Democrats have a lot more money, they're able to dominate these primaries And that really hurt our party.
Hey, Sean, we're going to take a quick break. Can we hold you over to the other side? Because I have a, question. Here's the question.
It's fun.
How does the Republican Party pull more people back into it? And just hang on to that thought when we come back, because I realize right now is that the California Republican Party, we have a lot of diversity at the top now, and I don't think a lot of people realize that, but. What's your best thoughts about bringing more people in to the Republican Party to kind of even this up? So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. You know, we've run into a lot of people lately that their families are having problems. The beginnings of age is catching up with their parents or their grandparents. They're concerned about them, and they don't know what to do. They don't want to leave their homes. They don't want to go into a senior home or any of those. So you have people like Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. She can put somebody into your home after she does a free consultation with you and find out what's going, find out the situation and what will really work for you. And she'll put somebody into your home that's so well-trained, had every type of background investigation, DMV, everything that you could possibly imagine, so you don't have to worry about that. And like I say, so very well-trained that can help you if it's a month because you had a hip surgery or you busted a leg on your motorcycle or whatever it is. It can be 2 hours a day or it could be 24 hours a day. All of this at Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. That's Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:46 in the morning, 51 degrees out there.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Our parents, grandparents, and loved ones, as they grow older, face many risks. But together, we can make a difference. You can support the Gatekeepers Program, which provides support, care, and protection needed by our elders. Come to The Shining Affair, a fundraiser for Shining Care. Here's your hosts and masters of ceremony, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's right. Save the date, Saturday, February 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Share the love for the Gatekeeper Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment to benefit at-risk elders. Remember, bling, sparkle, and shine. Show your love and support for our seniors.
Semi-formal to formal, come dressed in your best bling, sparkle, and shine for a chance to win Best in Bling Awards.
And Carl, I'll see you in the kissing photo booth.
Oh, yeah. Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead non nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years in the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. If you've got a question for Sean Steele, who is the he's a national committeeman on the RNC California National Committee. He's also here to speak at the Lincoln Day dinner. And I have a bunch of stuff here, and we'll talk a bit more about that in a few minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Linda's favorite place to just go in and visit, hold things, put things around her neck, in her ears, around her wrist. Yes. And trust me, it has gotten me out of so many problems knowing Rebecca and Henry at Four Winds Jewelry. I've never had them open it up when they were closed, though. Say, I need to be rescued here. So, but they, great prices, great selections of stuff. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Remember Sean Steele? Sean realized that he was a Republican when he was in high school. In fact, he served as the high school state chairman for Ronald Reagan. And afterwards, he was elected as the chairman of the California Young Americans for Freedom. He's been on so many different shows, including Tucker Carlson, Chris Matthews, Larry Elder, NRP, Fox, NTD-TV, that's worldwide. He has written articles for so many places, National Review, Weekly Standard, Sac Bee, San Diego Union. I could just go on and on. So he's got the bona fides here. And so welcome to the show again.
Well, Carl, you're real nice, and I want to share the Reagan optimism. We could grouse and complain, and I'm the world's finest complainer, no question about it. But if you want to win friends and influence people, you can't go in with a sour face. You gotta smile, because there's a lot to smile about. First of all, I'm in the National Republican National Committee, and we're winning. I mean, we're beating the socks off of the Democrats in the 18 vital battleground states. The RNC has never been stronger or better. We're outraising the Democrat National Committee. We've got 1,000 people, professionals in the ground in those 18 battleground states. So Bloomberg's are going to come out there, and the Democrats and the unions, and they're meeting a wall of local resistance that don't want to elect Democrats. And we're going to pick up probably a couple of states that we didn't get last time. So nationally, we're looking good. Now, how do we do that in California? And there's, again, messages and learning from Ronald Reagan.
Okay, well, so how do we do that in California? Well, how do the Republicans do that?
We still have the largest Republican Party on earth, 5 million registered Republicans in California. And we've lost market share because the Democrats have accelerated tremendously and have got a voting operation that's second to none in the U.S. And they get largely financed by government unions. In other words, we are paying for our own enemies. All these government workers put in a great percentage of their income and their to the unions. It's the California Teachers Association. Certain times when they have a special assessment can raise $10 million political dollars a month, which is much more than the oil industry, much more than railroads, car dealerships, manufacturers. It's not even close. So the big money in Sacramento is union money. No two ways about it. But we do have opportunities. And one is something that we've talked about a long time. The most conservative of us, the most family-oriented of us, are evangelical voters. And that's a good 15 to 20% of the electorate, and yet they are the lowest voting block, major block, in California. And this has been a great discussion for years on the right. And I think we're seeing some major grassroots operations. There were 700 pastors that got together in Orange County a few weeks ago, And the idea is not, it's not enough just to talk to your parishioners and ask them to vote, but now it's, we're asking the pastors to get involved and run for local elections. School board, sanitation board, hospital board, city council, supervisors. And by getting them involved, we're going to find much of their following getting involved. So that's a whole special operation. When we figure that out, we're going to be winning a lot more elections because that's a big, big percentage. Another community is something that we've been watching. You won't see much of that yet in North California, but we are working really hard in Orange County creating alliances with Asian Americans that have been coming to California for, well, actually 100 years, but are intrinsically much more conservative than many of the average voters, more family-oriented, more middle-class, value school, value American security. So we have, for example, in Orange County, 14 Vietnamese elected the local office, 12 are hardcore anti-communist and Republican. So that we have huge opportunities there, and the Democrats are fighting that too. We have a whole bunch of Asian candidates that are in city, that are in the assembly, in the state senate, and the right, and Democrats are running white Democrats, old white Democrats against them. It's the funniest thing on earth. But so there's opportunities because there's about 6% African Americans of California voting. There's about close to 30% of Latino Americans, and there's about 15% of Asian Americans. So all these communities have changed over the years, and the fastest growing are Asian Americans. So I think there's a tremendous opportunity there. You look around and the local stores are owned by Asian Americans.
Well,
kind of people.
Well, you know what? The Asian Americans, but yeah, I look at the Hispanic community, and the Hispanic community, and a lot of the people I know are they're religious, they're hardworking as hell. They want to better themselves too. I would think that the Republican Party could reach out that way, and demonstrate what can be done. I mean, under Trump, minorities, people of color, have gotten the highest under his administration. They've got the highest jobs, more money, everything, and all of the people of color. I would think y'all would be able to reach out and say, look what's done if we work at this at the California level.
I'll give you are right on the money. And that's our third approach is the Hispanic American community, because it's not just Mexican Americans. There's all kinds of folks that are here, and the ones that come here to want to have a good life, come here legally, that go through the ropes, that become and are working and striving to become middle class. For example, the largest group of homeowners, first time homeowners in Los Angeles County, and this is a good thing, because it's harder and harder to get a home, have Hispanic surnames. So that tells me that they're moving into the middle class, and most of them are not deeply involved in the government union effort. Most of them are making it on their own. They have skills. They own businesses, and they're middle class. We are a middle class party. We're not a rich person's party. We're not a poor person's party. We're a middle class party. If we can learn from our friends in Texas, they have over 400 Hispanic Americans elected to local office in Texas. They have more Republican Hispanics elected in Texas than the rest of the country combined.
Well, you know what?
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. Now, we've got to run here because we're running out of time. But you're going to be speaking this Friday, the 21st. Wait a minute. Is that this Friday?
21st? No, it's a week from Friday. Yes.
It's going to be at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The dinner begins at 6 p.m., and the tickets are available online at ShastaGOP.org. And for more information, call Valerie at 638-9738 or Facebook at Facebook.com, Shasta County GOP. And you get to hear Sean Steele in person talking about how the Republican Party can take back California, at least even it up some.
Exactly. And really some great opportunities that are just coming right before our eyes. We just got to snatch victory.
Okay. Hey, Sean, thanks a lot for being with us, and I'm sure this is going to be a great evening at 6 p.m. Friday, February 21st at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Great fun, Carl. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, looking forward to meeting you. Okay, when we come back from the news, we're going to have Shasta College here, and we're going to be talking about one of their most successful programs they've had there and what it's doing to help our community. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Justice Department says four Chinese military hackers have been charged with breaking into the computer networks of the Equifax Credit Reporting Agency and stealing the personal information of tens of millions of Americans. Law enforcement officials say the four are also accused of stealing the company's trade secrets. Looks like the coronavirus shows no signs of slowing down, as we hear from correspondent Ron DeRockstra.
China reported over the weekend a rise in new virus cases, denting optimism that disease control measures, which isolated major cities, might be working. Japan's reporting dozens of new cases aboard a quarantined cruise ship. Meanwhile, the mainland death toll has risen up by nearly 100 to 908.
And Britain has declared the virus a serious and imminent threat to public health and has announced new measures to combat the spread of the disease. President Trump today is delivering a $5 trillion budget proposal to Congress that calls for increases to military spending and cuts to domestic programs. Bernie Bennett reports from Capitol Hill.
The spending plan proposes military spending of $740.5 billion, a 0.3% increase for a fiscal year that begins in October. Non-defense programs will be cut by 5% to $590 billion. The proposal also calls for $4.6 trillion in deficit reduction, $4.4 trillion in spending reductions, and a 21% cut to foreign aid, according to White House officials. Mr. Trump's budget proposal has little chance of winning approval in Congress, since Democrats control the U.S. House and therefore the purse strings. But it does reflect his priorities as he pursues re-election in November. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
It's a final day of campaigning in New Hampshire for the Democratic presidential candidates ahead of tomorrow's first-in-the-nation primary. Polls show Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg as the front-runners. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary. If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
The United States has signaled to Iraq its willingness to extend sanctions waivers, enabling the country to continue importing vital Iranian gas and electricity imports. Jeremy House has the story.
It's a move that would be a key test of Baghdad-Washington ties. The decision comes amid strained relations following last month's Washington-directed airstrike in Baghdad that killed a high-profile Iranian general and a senior Iraqi militia leader. A previous waiver is set to expire on February 13th. The U.S. State Department, which issues such waivers, has conveyed its readiness to extend the waiver for another 3 months if Iraq is able to formulate a timeline by the end of the week detailing a plan to wean itself off Iranian gas dependence. Jeremy House reporting.
Five people are dead in a strong European winter storm. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. The health crisis in China is now becoming apparent in economic data.
Consumer price inflation rose markedly last month, mainly due to food price rises. Although the cost of food is usually more volatile around the Chinese New Year, it does appear to have been boosted by disruption to supplies and hoarding by consumers. Economists expect the virus and efforts to contain its spread will have an impact on growth in the first quarter of the year. Some estimate economic activity will be 2% less than it would otherwise have been.
The BBC's Andrew Walker. A growing number of traditional retailers are joining the clothing rental business. Bloomingdale's, Banana Republic, and Urban Outfitters are the latest to offer customers the option to rent clothing for a monthly fee instead of buying them. The clothing rental sector is a booming $1 billion business. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and today is the 10th of February, 2020. It's 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, on this Monday live edition here with Free Fire Radio. Let's take a look at the forecast. Today we'll be sunny with a high of 71, overnight lows of 42. Clear skies and sunny tomorrow with our high of 72 and overnight lows of 42. Mostly sunny Wednesday with our highs of 70 and our overnight lows of 41. Thursday, mostly sunny, but Thursday night calls for a slight chance of showers with our overnight lows of about 38. And Friday calls for 60 and sunny. That's about a five-day forecast here, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Now, Sue, thank you once again, our producer Sue, who is our wonderful Sue McLean, who does the news like nobody else's business in the morning.
Thank you.
Just handed me a piece of paper early this tomorrow. A northbound Interstate 5 will be closed as contractors work overnight in the widening project between Anderson and Redding. Construction crews will be pouring concrete to the bridge deck of the South Anderson Railroad overhead. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of that.
Yeah, they're
going
to go to one lane during that time. And then I think the next night they're from midnight to 5. I think they're closing all the lanes. And they're going to be going through a detour right there. Mm-hmm. So I tell you what, let's go to the phones. Rally Sally.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Sally?
You have meetings
tonight. Did your favorites win last night?
Yes, we do. We have a meeting tonight, and we're going to kind of be putting some, we're going to be talking about the measures that are going to be on the ballot, kind of do some housekeeping. We've got a big event coming up this weekend on Saturday out at the Veterans Hall, so that we're going to be putting together a group of people for that. We need people for volunteers to help us with that event. And we're also going to be talking about a bill that's winding its way through Congress called the New Way Forward that's caused quite a stir out there. I don't know if you've heard of it, but Tucker Carlson talked about it on his show on last week. And it's been in the news and on Facebook all over. So people are starting to wake up and realize what's going on in Congress before it starts happening.
Well, you know, I'm going to go look that one up, too, because I'm not really familiar with it. So, but, you know, Congress has been doing a lot of things lately, and the Senate sits there and looks at it from a lofty position and usually kicks it back, thank God. But what Sally's talking about is the Fight for Liberty Town Hall that's going to be Saturday the 15th at 4 p.m. at Anderson Veterans Hall. Doors open at 3 p.m. Citizens for Fair Representation. The speakers will be Mark Baird and Patrick Jones. Dr. Paul DeNuca will be there, but he told me he wasn't one of your main speakers. But
yes, and like you said, it's free admission, but we will have a gun safe that you can buy tickets for there at the event. So, chance to win a really nice gun safe.
So, who's in the gun safe? Do you get to, you know, take Carrie home? That's your surprise?
So anyway, that's tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Barneyview Road.
Looks like a church.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
You know what? I like saying things about Terry. Because I know he's listening, you know.
So hey, Terry, we
love
you.
Not only can you win the gun safe, but there's a chance that Terry will come home with you. A small chance. Okay. Hey, you know what?
Listen,
we have,
I'm laughing. I'm doing the nervous laugh.
The nervous laugh.
We mean that in the best of ways.
Of course. He knows that.
All right. We have a very special guest, and, of course, this is our moment that we bring on Shasta College. And the person who facilitates this is our very own Mr. Peter Griggs. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
We've had we've had this partnership with you all for several years now.
About three years, a little over.
And it's been a I've thoroughly enjoyed it because, one, we get to go out and check out the different parts of Shasta College.
And get our Christmas tree
live from the farm this year, which was the nicest one we've
ever had live, for sure. Even cutting them out of the forest.
Yeah.
Of
course, when Linda and I cut something out of the forest, there's a lot that goes with that.
But, you know, Peter, you
don't need to get into that now. Yeah. But you all did a great job on that. But you have been bringing in people over the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. It has been different groups of people, but different individuals, too, that kind of say or kind of tell the story of Shasta College and the opportunities it gives so many people here.
Well, I think it not only tells the story of Shasta College, but in a much wider sense, it tells the story of our community, because ultimately we are the community's college. We are here to support, you know, and grow our community. And so that's a, you know, powerful thing for the college to be involved in.
It absolutely is. So what do we have today?
So today we wanted to talk about our EMT program. And
we
have one of our first responders here. So Alex Danke is here, and she is going to share with us. So she actually went through the program originally. I don't want to take too much of her thunder here, but just a little bit of a prep. She went through the program as a student and then went off, got her paramedic license, and is out in the field currently and is also one of our instructors now at the college.
That's so great. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Now, we have something else then a little bit later in the show, too.
Right. At the half-hour section, we're going to actually hear from one of our alumni, and she came into our ag department. Her name is Sarah, and went through the ag department, transferred off to University of Reno, and just graduated, received a couple of job offers. And so she and her professor both here, so we're going to have Trenna Kimmler Richards from the college at our ag department. She's been here before. Mm-hmm. She's going to talk, but then she also has her professor at UNR who's going to be on air with her.
Oh, okay.
And so it should be a great show here.
So
at the
get a degree in agriculture, you can get a job, as opposed to your PhD in history.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to say it. Well, good morning to Alex.
Good morning.
So you're a paramedic.
Yes, that's right.
Right here in town.
Right here in town for AMR.
Okay, and so how did you get into the – are you a Redding resident, or did you come here a few years ago, or have you been here a long time?
So I was born and raised in Red Bluff, so I'm from the North State here.
Sure.
For the last 4 years, I've been a Redding resident.
Okay.
Very happily so.
How'd you get into the EMT program?
My
blood and, you know, all that
kind of
stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the gory details, yeah. Right? My dad actually was a paramedic back in the 80s
in
Sacramento. Yep.
That'll do it.
He's got some great stories.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he does.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was taking a path in life and thought that that's what life was going to be. And just like it does, it did not go on a linear path and had to figure out what to do, and always had an interest in emergency services and taking care of our community, especially in those times of need, and went to Shasta College's EMT class over a summer when I came back home between Wisconsin and Montana, and took a summer EMT class and started working on the ambulance, and just absolutely had a wonderful time. And, you know, I knew that Shasta College had this EMT offering, and it was phenomenal. Absolutely.
So you felt, okay, so after, you know, kind of, you know, seeing emergency with your father and going through that, and like you said, great stories, then going off and, you know, kind of trying to figure it out, which is we all do.
Everybody.
And then all of a sudden you come to Shasta, come back home to visit, summer college, take a summer class.
Yeah.
Get into the ambulance. This is what I think I'm hearing you say.
Yeah.
something plugged into your heart.
Oh, absolutely. Even during the class, and, you know, what's wonderful is that it was a summer class, so I was able to do this in an accelerated fashion, but still on a visit home for summer. You know, I started falling in love with this of, hey, like, we have an opportunity to help people, and not to be cheesy, but in their worst day, you know, in their worst moment.
It ain't pretty, honey.
Oh, it ain't pretty
Nothing
at all.
Nothing pretty about that.
But goodness, it is fun.
Just hope that you have your underpants on and they don't have holes in them.
Absolutely.
My mom said, God,
yeah.
Please.
That's a great thing.
It's really,
I mean,
it's like, make sure you don't have holes in your underwear. You never know when you're going to the hospital.
Absolutely. You know, you never know who's going to see.
That's right.
So, yeah, it absolutely plugged
Shave
right into my
those
heart.
Legs. Make sure those toenails aren't chipped.
Absolutely.
But it's a lot.
I know that's too much information, but it's the truth. Women talk like that.
Way too much.
I got you. I got you.
I know you got my back there, girl. Anyway.
But when you see the, I think it was a TV show that was extremely popular for years was Emergency.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and what they did, but they could not capture the messiness of it.
Right.
Mm. And they could not capture the, you know, the tragedy, the drama that you see every day.
Right.
Because it's not just, you know, helping somebody that you know, that fell down and they skinned their knee. No, you're seeing people that have been in very tragic circumstances. So, you know, how do you prepare for that?
There really is no true, honestly, there is no true preparation. It's just knowing that you have studied hard and you have learned what you can and relying on your training when you get into that moment of, you have to interact now or intervene now, and you truly have seconds or minutes to intervene with somebody and make the difference in how their life is going to go.
In mere seconds.
Truly, sometimes there's mere seconds.
Well, thank you, and hold that note.
Absolutely.
We're with Alex here, who runs the EMT program, teaches the EMT program.
Teaches
it, okay. Well, All right, so we're going to come back, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster, a veteran-owned business that will fix your windshield with a crack from 24 inches or just a chip. Go see Jeff at Crackmaster. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and we're here with Shasta College.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Coming to the Cascade Theater February 21st, The Doo-Wop Project. Featuring Broadway stars from Jersey Boys and Motown the Musical, The Doo-Wop Project recreates pop hits from Frankie Valli and The Temptations, and they doo-wopify some of today's biggest chart toppers like Jason Mraz, Maroon 5, and Amy Winehouse. The Doo-Wop Project, February 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the plot line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years, the slow parade of fears without price.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. With Carl and DeBott, good morning, everybody. It's 8:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, you know, locally owned, locally operated. They want to move your dreams forward. So how do you find that? Well, you go down to 1845 California Street here in Redding or 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Reilly Shopping Center. You go in and talk to somebody. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. If you're in Red Bluff, you go to 500 Riverside Way. But find out what local people can do to make your life better, to move your business forward, or maybe you want to start a business. Talk to Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, we're here with Peter Griggs, who is the media and public relations guy at Shasta College, and he doesn't talk much on these. I forced him into the seat today. But we're here with Alex Denke, who has got her EMT from Shasta College and has done so well in it. She is now teaching back there. So let's talk a little bit about EMT. First of all, what's it stand for people that don't know?
Absolutely. EMT is Emergency Medical Technician.
And there's how many? Is there just one level or is there several levels?
There's several levels. There's what we teach at Shasta College is the Emergency Medical Technician basic class, and that's the first level for the EMT course here.
And then, what are parts of that course?
Yeah, so parts of that course, it's a whole semester of just shoving all the body systems at you, the emergencies that can go wrong with your body systems and
stop the bleeding,
breathing. Absolutely. That's a great, you know, your ABCs and focus on those ABCs and how do we fix things and get them going again.
Because you're the first person, you may be the first person that gets there. So you guys are on the run there.
Absolutely.
And, get a person stabilized.
Right. We've got our little box of tricks and, you know, some people call it an ambulance. It's a nice little box of tricks and you get somebody stabilized and get them to the hospital to that definitive care. But, you know, we don't just throw them in the back and then run. We actually do treatment and get people stabilized.
Stabilized.
Hopefully. Right.
Now that's EMT 1. What about number 2?
So number 2, EMT 1, EMT basic. And number 2 is EMT A, EMT advanced. That's a little bit more in your bag of tricks there. You can do a little bit more intervention of IVs. So intravenous, you know, poke a needle in somebody's vein. You can do some medications. A little bit more advanced airway techniques there. And then you move on to emergency medical technician paramedic.
And that's where you are.
That's right. That's where I am right now, and that's in my job, what I do in my ambulance.
So what's a paramedic do then?
So a paramedic does critical care intervention, the highest level of care pre-hospital that we have. So, you know, you call, we come out there, it's cardiology, it's trauma, respiratory, You know, we're starting IVs, we're giving medications, we can do 12 leads and interpret what's going on in your heart at the time, mm-hmm. what's going on with your lungs at the time, try to get you a little
and
bit
you're on the phone
there.
With the hospital as you're coming in?
Not always. So okay. we'll call them in and give them a little report, a little heads up on what's going on, but we have this really cool operation, and this is at any level of EMT, from basic to paramedic. You have this little scope of practice that you're allowed to do without asking permission, you know, in the old show emergency, you'd always get on the phone and contact base hospital. We don't have to do that all the time. We get to use what we know and think and interpret what's going on with our patient and go from there.
EMTs, is this a growth field?
Oh, absolutely. There's a huge need for EMTs right now. There's jobs everywhere. You know, like we've talked about a little bit on the ambulances, in Shasta County, Tehama County, Siskiyou County, it's an EMT and a paramedic always. You'll always get us on a call. And then, you know, beyond that, the fire departments across the nation, at the very least, for most fire departments now, you have to have your EMT. Used to be, nothing or EMR, emergency medical responder, but now it's we're providing medical care. 80 to 85% of fire department calls are medical. So we want our people trained. You can go into law enforcement while they're not doing, you know, transporting medical care. Sometimes they're
they're the first people on
the
scene.
They're the first people on scenes.
It could be, and they can, especially if you have massive bleeding,
absolutely.
What to do about it. Now, the paramedics, when you're saying you can go so many places, my nephew is a fireman.
Great, yeah.
And he's gone through the EMT. I think he's paramedic now.
Good for
him.
Yeah,
but back in Chattanooga. And they it's so important. They, too, know it because it's like you said, 80%, 80 to 85% of them, when they roll, it's on a medical thing and not a fire.
Right.
Do we have enough ambulances in Shasta County?
Oh, you know, we're always running. We have 11 ambulances on typically during the day, and then we have 6 ambulances on at night, and that's where, you know, I live, is at the nighttime in the dark.
Can you make a living?
Absolutely. In Shasta County, we are pretty fortunate to have, for especially cost of living in the area, very nice pay. Nationally, it averages a little bit lower than what you might expect. It's a little bit closer to minimum wage than
so
you know,
if you
for
go
the job considering.
So if you go through the EMT school,
yes.
You can expect to find a job.
Absolutely.
At a living wage.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's huge for people that want to help people. Maybe make this the first step in a further career, because isn't that what you're doing?
Absolutely. So, you know, there's lots of options, like we talked about with, you know, fire and law enforcement. There's also, it's a great stepping stone to nursing. You know, a lot of EMTs and paramedics go on to nursing just to continue and further into the field. And, yes, I'm trying to work on progressing myself right now. So
at the end of the day, you know, because it takes a certain kind, just like a nurse or a doctor when you're getting into parts and blood and, you know, a life is balancing in that moment, could be balancing in that moment. And you're weighing out the stress. What at the end of the day floats your boat?
You know, at the end of the day, it's you go, you knew that you, no matter what the outcome is, because you can't. There's some things you just can't control.
You can't win them all.
You can't win them all, and you have to be okay with that. And the way that you're okay with that is knowing that you did the best thing possible for your patients. In every single patient, you absolutely gave it your all. You studied beforehand for that one call, maybe that once in a career call, and you know, and you have ways to decompress at home as well, whether it's reading, hiking, you know, backpacking, etc.
Yeah, you've gotten a way to get
past such a moment of vulnerability for any person, any human being, to then have to be in an ambulance and then have an EMT come to you where you have to completely surrender. In a fight, sometimes people can't completely surrender.
Right.
So anyway, congratulations on doing something that, you know, we all in our lifetime could possibly need. And you're studying, keep furthering your studies, and it's right there at Shasta College where you can actually learn, you're teaching, you're expanding your, it's
you get a job
fabulous.
That's a pay, living wage. Now, I always ask this.
Yes.
What's your weirdest call?
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, do we want to know this?
Well, have you ever gone to a call and you go, oh, my God.
It could be
humorous.
You put what
it could
where?
Be humorous
yeah.
or something.
That's a great one. You put what where?
Where? Oh, yeah. My brother's
really?
A doctor, so I don't even want to.
Well,
trust me.
But see, we think about you saving people and having heart attacks and all that, but you know, you are also out picking up the homeless.
Right, absolutely. So, they're our community.
They're part of our community.
Absolutely.
And do you get a lot of calls to help people that are in the transients or homeless?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's always something to remember. It's easy to get jaded, easy mm-hmm. to get upset, especially when it's like, okay.
This is the fifth time we've seen you. Yeah.
In a couple days, right? But, you know, it's something to remember that our homeless population also doesn't get that continued medical care that they need in most cases, and they're exposed to the elements. They're exposed to a lot of things out there.
A lot of violence.
Absolutely. And you know, some making life choices of not taking the best care of their bodies, and that all culminates into
their drug or alcohol.
Right.
Just something. But you never make a. Your job is not to make lifestyle decisions.
Right.
Your job is to bring somebody back or to prevent them from leaving.
Right. And you know, you start making those judgments, then all of a sudden you're gonna get caught with your pants down, and you're gonna realize you made a mistake in judging somebody and not helping them.
And Linda had a good question during the break about recreational drugs and drugs that, you know, people don't tell you the truth about, and then you're looking at them going, there's something going on here. And this is all stratas of our society.
Right. And, you know, when I became a paramedic, I was 21, and you have to, you know, put on your big girl pants and learn how to talk to people respectfully, but also at the same time, like, listen up. Like, we need your information. We're only here to help you. And there's certain things that you can see physiologically in somebody, vital signs, their pupils, how they're interacting with you. So, you know, and at the base of it, you just say, hey, we're here to help you. All that's going to do is help us. We kind of have these signs already, so just help us out and, you know, be honest with us. It's not a bad thing.
Well, thank you, Alex, for being with us.
Absolutely.
And, of course, we're on to our next segment of our moment here, our hour with Shasta College, and we love to partner with you guys.
And we're waiting for the next guest to call in, but here's the last one here.
Yes.
Somebody's getting ready to enter the field. How would you tell them to prepare for it?
Just study hard and come in with an open mind.
Study hard. Anything specific?
Just be prepared for anything. I know it sounds cheesy, but just, you know, be open and don't forget to be compassionate as well.
Okay.
Have that little bit of compassion, too.
Okay. Hey, Alex Dinky, thank you. You know what?
Thank you, guys,
You're the last person I want to see, but if it does happen, you're the first person I want to see.
Thank you.
Because she's over here. She goes, Carl, boom, thumps me in the chest. Okay, what are you doing up there climbing the ladder again on the roof on that slippery day?
Lots of things that we see. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. 8:31 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air is more than just a HVAC company. They're a better-known business that's been in our community for over a quarter of a century. They have the people they have working for them are totally professional. They show up on time. They do the job. They do it professionally. They do it correctly. And then, they're out of there at a very fair price. And you can count on what they do. They guarantee their work. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
I'm all right. Nobody's worried about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building we all have to pay? The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
How you doing? Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We went live right there because we're so interested in our upcoming guests as well. So we're just looking at names and trying to, you know, we've got Trenna Kimler Richards with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back and to on the phone, Free Fire Radio.
Right, and we've got Dr. Tamsin Stringham. The computer froze. That's why. Okay, Dr. Tamsin Stringham and Sarah on the line as well with a conference call. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Okay. So here we are with our group of people and Peter Griggs. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking with Shasta College right now, where we're going to be talking about the Nature and Care at Shasta College program and what is going on with Shasta College. So let's start with Trenna Kimler Richards. Good morning. And tell me, what is your role at Shasta College?
Well, for the last 11 years, I was a full-time faculty with and program coordinator over agriculture and natural resources. And currently, I am teaching a range ecology class, which I started about 6 years ago here, which is basically the management of our wildlands or open spaces, and that tied agriculture and natural resources together. I'm also a contractor for the college as the consultant for heavy equipment, logging operations, and agriculture.
Fascinating.
Wow. That's logging. And mm-hmm. are we
contractor.
Mm-hmm. Are we seeing more, since the fires, are we seeing much more emphasis being put on our logging programs and clearing out all the ladder fuels?
Definitely. I believe that you've had Becky Rowe in to yes. talk about our HELO program, and mm-hmm. I work directly with Becky. It's kind of like James Crook from Farm Bureau said, if you don't log it or graze it, you can watch it burn. Because we've taken the ability to, over the last 70 years, to control our ladder fuels by fire suppression. Therefore, we haven't done that, and consequently, we've had these catastrophic fires that we're seeing today.
All right. So let's go to Dr. Tamsin Stringham, who is on the phone, who is a professor at UNR. Tell us about yourself and your work.
So I am a rangeland ecologist, a rangeland scientist, and I am also the department chair for the agriculture, veterinary, and rangeland science degrees at the University of Nevada, Reno. I have been here for 12 years. Formerly, I was at Oregon State University, where I worked in the rangeland science program at Oregon State. I was there for 13 years.
Hey, doctor, how do you? What's the big differences? You've been in the program for a while, and you've watched it. What are some of the big differences that's happened over the last 12 years?
Well, certainly at University of Nevada, Reno, we have expanded the range science program. We are now one of 12 worldwide accredited rangeland science degrees, which means a student who graduates from our program qualifies to work for the federal government as either a rangeland management specialist or a soil conservationist or an ecologist or a botanist. And so that's a really important piece of their education here, is when they walk out the door, they're ready to go to work for the federal government. And the federal government is very short on rangeland conservationists today.
Is it just the government workers, or is there jobs out there in the private sector?
There's lots in the private sector right now. There's a tremendous amount of work in the consulting world for our graduates who are working in natural resources. There's ranch management jobs available. Many of our rangeland science students go to work in the ranching world. The door is pretty well wide open right now.
Okay, and you have a four-year degree in this. So you're saying is that can your students walk out then and pretty much be assured of a job?
Currently, yes, that is the case. Most of our students have multiple job offers when they leave the university, and they can pick and choose what occupation they want to go into.
Do you see a lot of people from Shasta College over there?
So I've been working with Shasta, particularly with Trina, to enhance our transfer capabilities. And we have had two students come through the program that have graduated and gone on and have really good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And we are currently recruiting more. A lot of students at the junior college level do not know about rangeland science and what the opportunities are for them. They hear words like forestry or natural resource sciences or degrees like wildlife, but they don't ever hear about rangeland science. And so we're trying to increase that visibility of that degree across the West. The United States of America is over 40% rangeland, and the Western United States is over 60% rangeland. We need people who understand these ecosystems.
And Trina, how does your program over there get people ready? I mean, this must be something like, you know, when you hear certain words, well, working in rangelands, what kind of job can that be? You know, working in rangelands.
That's really a great question, because this came about through a conversation with our natural resource instructor at the time, which was Ken Nolte, and then Tamsin Stringham, as the need for students in those positions. And what really came to light is I was teaching a natural resource class, and I had the students do a job search in the natural resource world. And over 85% of the jobs that popped up on the usajobs.gov website was in relationship to rangeland management and ecology. And I was like, wow, we really need to be preparing students this direction. They're good jobs. They can come out in a tech position, but more jobs are available to them if they finish a bachelor's degree. And then in looking around in our own state, back in the late 80s, a lot of rangeland programs were eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Chico State used to have a range program. Humboldt State is the only one in our northern end that has the courses that qualify for what they call the OPM 454 series. But however, UNR was developing an accredited program, and it seemed logical that we would also make a close out-of-state school available to our students. But basically, it was looking at there's a lot of job market out there that pays well, and it gets them both into the federal and the private sector. So that's why the course was developed, and it was developed based off of university courses,
mm-hmm.
so that it would transfer readily to any program that offered rangeland ecology. They also take soils, they take plant science, plant ID, all of the basic core courses that they would need in the lower division to transfer into a university.
Okay. We're here with Trina Kimler-Richards, who is out at Shasta College in charge of this program, and then Dr. Tanzen Stringham, who is over at University of Nevada, Reno, who is in charge of the program there. And Sarah, don't worry, we're getting to you right after the break.
Okay.
I've got a photo of Sarah, and she's holding a goat, which is one of a little goat, which is one of Linda's favorite animals. So you're one up with Linda just because you have a goat in your lap.
Is it a pygmy?
I don't know.
It's no, it was a boar goat.
Okay. Okay, a boar goat. So she knows the difference there. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Sarah. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, Orchard Nutrition, we were talking about, you know, rangeland and science and all this. They make a lot of efforts there to make sure everything they have is 100% certified organic, like the produce, which means the land itself is organic. It hasn't had anything done to it in 3-4 years. And then, so it's all natural there. All the vitamins and supplements, you know, they have, it's not just the food that they have there. The supplements, the staff, and they have three dietitians that are, you know, that are working there to help people make the decision which supplement is the best. What's the, you know, what are the best things for a diet if you're trying to achieve certain goals? And they also have free monthly health seminars, a huge selection of archived seminars that you can just look at past seminars. You go to orchardnutrition.com and just put in past seminars. And you can see what the different subjects and selections they have there. But the other thing about Orchard Nutrition is it's local. It's locally owned, locally operated, and they provide the best service anywhere. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back with Sarah Johnson and talking about range management and why this is something good for young people to get into.
The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bond. It is 8:49 in the morning. And Linda, you got the weather for a catch-up here?
Absolutely. It's going to be a beautiful day with our temperatures around 71 and our overnight lows at 42. Tomorrow calls for 72 with our overnight lows of 42. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 70, overnight lows of 41. Thursday now, we have little chance of showers on Thursday night, with our overnight lows of 38 and our highs of 63. That's just about a five-day forecast. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 8:49 in the morning. Welcome back to our live edition on this Monday.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I haven't had a haircut anywhere else for 12 years. The best place in the world to get a haircut, I believe. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And, of course, it's man's last stronghold. They operate out there on appointments, so you can give them a call at 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we're here with Trina Kimler Richards, Dr. Tamsin Stringham, and Sarah Johnson, and all from Shasta College. Well, I take it back. Dr. Stringham is a professor at University of Nevada, Reno. And Sarah, it's your turn. You were a student at Shasta College. And while you were there, you had a couple of great, it looks like great paid internships, but why did you get into this?
Why did I get into Shasta College?
No,
or
no,
into
the range management.
Okay. So through my ag program at Shasta College, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, and I knew I wanted to be either in agriculture or natural resources, and when I heard about range management, it sounded like the perfect blend of both for me. Especially since I love being outside. And the more I learned about it, the more I liked it. It's a growing field. There's a lot of rangelands, especially in the Western United States. And there's a lot of resources that we derive from them, whether it be grazing resources, mineral resources, energy, recreation, wildlife habitat, water. And it's a really growing field today because there's a lot of pressure on those resources and industries for being sustainable. And, so there's just a lot of need for young people going into rangeland management.
Okay. And what were some of your reasons for going to, why did you pick Shasta College?
Like I said, I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do starting off, and so Shasta College was a good choice for me because it had a lot of hands-on coursework, especially in the career technical programs like the agriculture and natural resource programs, and that helped me figure out what I wanted to do, and also it was a lot less expensive than going to university, not really having a plan ahead of me, and so I was able to kind of find myself at Shasta College and then move forward into a university setting.
You know, I would say that most of us going to college, you know, you might have an idea what you want to do, but once you get into college, it can change dramatically. It's kind of a period of discovery for you then, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I think, for sure.
Are you currently studying under Dr. Tamsin Stringham?
I was. I actually graduated from UNR this past December, but I worked for Dr. Stringham for 2 years while I was at UNR. doing both field work in the summer and lab work in the fall and spring in the lab at the school.
Well, we definitely need to have Dr. Tamsin Stringham call in at another time when we can really get deeper into just all of the things that are going on with UNR and this whole degree, and it's so scientific at the same time, and we try to cover little tidbits about, you know, we're here to talk about how it can spring from Shasta College, and you know, trying to we're and thank you ladies so much for being on the phone and calling in today. Do you have any final thoughts?
Sarah, when you were going to UNR, did the classes you took at Shasta College, was it, did they easily transfer over there? Did you have, for what you wanted to do?
Yeah, for the most part, the transfer process was very smooth. I think Ms. Richards, talked about it earlier with the crosswalk programs that Shasta College has with some of the universities in these programs. And so the classes that I had to take to transfer to UNR smoothly were already lined out for me when I decided what I did want to do. And so that transfer process allowed me to knock out the classes that I needed to at Shasta, and so I was able to graduate in 2.5 years in my time at UNR.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, you know what? One of the things that we always get into is when you go to Shasta College, you know, does it lead to a job? So you went and it led to you going to University of Nevada, Reno. But what about jobs after you graduated? Because so many people talk about, I got my degree in Aztec basket weaving. I can't get a job. What about you?
Yeah, Shasta College and UNR, my experiences there helped me with the process of finding jobs, whether they be internships while I was in school and jobs after. And a lot of education, I think what Shasta College and UNR, especially Shasta College, do really well is getting you into practical experience while you're going through school and internships. And that experience adds into your education. And still, when I graduated from UNR, Shasta College made up almost about half of my resume, my experiences there. And so that was very valuable to me in finding jobs.
You've had two job offers, right? Have you decided which one?
I did. I'll be a field biologist for Western Biological in Elko, Nevada this year. I actually start this week.
Okay.
That's
now,
amazing.
Okay, what's your average day going to be like?
You know, I don't know if there's going to be really any average days. It's going to be a lot of different stuff. Really intense field work. There's going to be work. So we're a contracting company, right? We do environmental contracting for mines, ranches, other land developers, and we'll do services such as habitat analysis for conservation credit systems, raptor surveys, migratory bird surveys, sage-grouse surveys. And so no day is really going to be the same. And that's something that is very, very exciting for me.
Well, it sounds like, Sarah, that you've really worked at this. And we're really happy, you know, that you're one of those graduates that, again, Shasta College and also UNR has got our people prepared and they can walk out to a job. And so I think that's great. And congratulations. Any last thoughts you want to tell anybody?
Not that I can think of.
But Shasta College is good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. I guess just take advantage of all the opportunities that are presented to you and really don't be afraid to try something new.
That's great.
Dr. Stringham. This is something you've been involved with for most of your life. Is it, you know, when you graduate somebody like that, is it, are you kind of, you know, are you looking at it from going forward now for the next, the next decade?
Oh, absolutely. Sarah was a superstar here at UNR. Excuse me a second. And I would take in a dozen students like her in a heartbeat. So... She is, and she
she did an incredible job here at the university. She worked in my lab. She worked, which means you work out on rangelands camping. We do 10 days on and then 6 days off, 10 days on, 6 days off. And she led a crew, a research crew. She's just a super human.
That's fabulous.
Thank you, Dr. Stroom. And Trina, for getting your program here, it sounds like you must be happy and proud.
Sarah was a great student when I had her at the program at Shasta College, and she just really blossomed and figured out what she wanted to do, and when she did, she just grabbed it and ran. A lot of students, we have students have gone other places for rangeland degrees. We just happen to have a really good, strong link with Reno. One thing is a student can get the WUI, the out-of-state tuition waiver, which gives you a little less cost going out-of-state. But we've had them at Montana and U of I, some looking at Wyoming. So
sure.
They do go other places, but we definitely have a good link there.
Well, thank you so much. Trina Kemmler-Richards is in charge of the of this program out at Shasta College. Again, it's another program that people, once they graduate from here, get a job, multiple job offers, just like the EMT that was just here. So thanks so much, Peter Graves.
Thank you.
For another great show of bringing in people that are doing all different types of jobs, but they all lead to an employment afterwards.
And later this week, I do have another group of tickets I'm going to be giving away for Richard Marx in concert February 28th. So be listening in.
Right. Remember, it's good guys against bad guys. Which are you? And I'll